Have you ever wondered what it would be like to stand at the very top of the award podium at the MHSAA Track and Field Finals and be crowned a state champion? Today's guest knows exactly what that feels like and is looking forward to another chance to repeat it this season. Hello and welcome to episode number 3 of the Blue Water Running Podcast. I'm your host, Maren. And this podcast features and celebrates the accomplishments of high school and collegiate cross-country and track and field athletes from the Blue Water area of Michigan. On this episode, we will be talking with Janae Hudson, a senior at Marysville High School and a shot put and discus thrower for the Vikings. Janae has a pretty impressive throwing resume. She is the defending Division II state champion in the shot put. She also finished fourth at the state meet in the discus and was the 2023 Blue Water Meet of Champions winner in both the shot put and discus. This winter, she was fourth at the Michigan Indoor Track and Field State Meet in both events. Janae started off her outdoor campaign with a school record at the Allen Park Relays on April 6th, where she threw her personal best of 43 feet 9 inches. This distance is actually farther than the throw with which she won the state meet last June. Today, we will get an inside look at Janae's training and approach to her events, as well as get to know her personally as a Blue Water area athlete. She is very knowledgeable about her events and has great insight to share. Welcome, Janae, to episode number 3 of the Blue Water Running Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Although today I don't feel like Blue Water Running is the appropriate title because this has absolutely nothing to do with running and everything to do with field events and throwing and all the things that us runners are usually very uneducated on. So we are excited that you are here because I would consider you pretty much an expert in your field of high school throwing events to give us the basics and bring us up to speed on everything shot put and discus.
Well, I can't wait to help answer some questions.
Great, because I have a lot, because I know nothing, absolutely nothing. So, all right.
That's okay.
Well, good. We got the right person here. Tell us how you first got involved in track and field, specifically your throwing events, and how many years that you have been participating.
So I first got involved in seventh grade because I ended up quitting softball and wanted something to try during that last stretch of the school year. And then I decided on track because my dad threw in high school. So I was like, oh, I'll just go give it a shot. And I did pretty decent. And I didn't have a season eighth grade year, but I've participated all 4 years in high school. I didn't start really taking throwing serious till my summer going into sophomore year. So as of right now, I've taken it serious for 3 years, but a total of 5.
And I know that you practice in the off season and you're part of a club team. You competed during the winter for indoor. So tell us a little bit about that team and how they helped you train and get you to where you are right now.
So my club team is called Case and Throws. It is ran by Michael Hale. He's a teacher at Lance Cruz. And so we all go to his house or to Lance Cruz North and practice from July to about mid-November. We're outside or inside, depending on the weather. And then from the middle of November to the going into the state meet, we are lifting and throwing as well. It is a very small group, maybe around like 12 throwers. There's one other girl from the Blue Water area, so it's fun to see her at the Blue Water Meet of Champs and stuff now. She's also in a region, which is nice. So it's like that little bit of like support of knowing the same coaching style to be able to be there at the meet when my coach isn't able to be there. But he definitely can get credit for how, with the knowledge I have of the sport and my success, for sure, 100%. I would give a good portion of it to him.
Excellent. It's always great to have good mentors and coaches behind you as you compete. So that's a very important shout out. Well, as many of our athletes listening may never have participated in shot put or discus, walk us through some of the specifics related to this event, such as what does a typical practice or prep session look like? Do you do anything regarding biometrics or weight training? What are the approaches you take to getting ready? Because runners don't really have that specific technique or skill, and you are the expert. So tell us what you know.
So some specifics for some of you who obviously don't know, our shot put weighs 4 kilograms, which is 8.8 pounds, and then our disc weighs 1K, which is 2.2 pounds. The boys is heavier than that. And then for disc, a lot of people either do their stand throws or some sort of progression of the whole rotation, where shot has many different strategies and ways they can push it out to their distance. I personally do the rotation, but there's also glide, shuffle, and just a regular stand throw. For like the plyometrics, I don't do a lot of the running or like the physical up and movement that you would see a runner typically do, but I do a lot of stretching for my mobility in my hips, as well as rolling out and just loosening up my muscles in almost a different way. And then for weight training, I do like your basic squat and bench and all those exercises, but I also do a lot of Olympic lifting, which is like your snatches, cleans, push presses, and so much more.
That is very impressive. I would have never known. So, interesting perspective. Well, coming from the running side to the throwing side, sometimes people lump all the throwing events into one category, but shot put is very different than discus. So, tell us how these disciplines are unique from each other. What are the main differences? How do the two events require a different set of skills separate from the other?
So obviously, as I said previously, our biggest difference between the two is how you hold the implement and then how much the implement weighs. For disc, you have to be a lot more elegant, like a ballet dancer, where it's like when you go into the shot ring, you have to like go really fast and then almost think you're punching somebody at the front to get that 8 pounds off your neck into the distance that you want it. And then again, like for me with the rotation, my biggest thing going from the events is my sweep leg, trying to shorten up my distance I'm crossing the circle, because the circles are different sizes. And where when it comes to somebody who does the glide or shuffle, they're completely opposite, and two different types of techniques and training that goes into both of them to be really successful in both events.
So this is an unscripted question, but I'm just curious listening to you talk about the ring. Is there any conditions or circumstances that make it very difficult for you to throw your best?
I will say for me, it's during the winter and it's icy and stuff, but a lot of people obviously don't. We don't have outdoor meets in the winter, but when it's during season, I always think back to regionals last year when it was downpouring and the disc ring was soaked. I adjusted the way I set up out of the back a little bit, which thankfully me and my coach were already working on. So it was very helpful. And I just kind of went slower instead of the fast push off the back, just so I can stay on my feet and still get a decent throw.
Touching on Division II regionals last May at North Branch, I have been to a lot of different meets in my life. And I will say without hesitation, that was 100% the worst meet I have ever sat through.
I think it was awful. I think the next day I woke up with like a stuffy nose and I'm like, I don't even want to get out of bed for practice. But I was like, here we go. Because now at that point, obviously I qualified for states for both events. So I was like, now it's we got to push through. It's the final stretch.
Right. It was very unfortunate that the conditions probably impeded some state qualifying efforts. But I mean, at that point, what are you going to do? Right. It's Michigan. So, all right. Well, as a runner, I know what a warm up would look like for a sprinter or a distance athlete. But how do you warm up for a throwing event? So, walk us through what that looks like before a competition for you.
So kind of like I said before in my specifics, like I do a lot of your stretching and mobility work before even the meet, And I love rolling out before because it's just kind of a way I can relax and slowly start warming up my body. But when it comes to like the ring and warming up for the actual event, it depending on the person and depending on the technique you are using. For me, I do about one stand throw, a couple wheels, which is like a half rotation, and then I do 2 to 3 full rotations. Again, just depending how I'm feeling it out. If I'm feeling off, then I'm gonna save it. But if I'm feeling good, like I'm just gonna kind of do one more to make sure.
You have the experience of standing on top of the number one state champ podium at the state finals. What thoughts and emotions were running through your mind and your heart when you got to climb up there and look out and know that you were a state champion?
It was a wow moment. It was a feeling I knew I will always remember. Like, I'm excited to be able to tell my future kids and like grandkids and stuff one day, because it was a moment where it's like, okay, my hard work and stuff's paying off. And I think I knew, I was like, okay, now I gotta start thinking what's next. Like, I'm not done yet. I still got one more year. I was going thinking for my upcoming senior year and like where I'm going to go to college, who am I going to commit for, who has the better program, who has my degree. I was just kind of like all in one and almost ended up like freezing when they called my name.
Well, that is a moment that many of our athletes in the Blue Water area dream of. It's definitely a once in a lifetime achievement, and I'm so excited that you got to experience that. Do you feel pressure or expectations placed upon you for this year because you have already won a state title?
I definitely do feel like there's like pressure and expectations. But with the training I've been through this past year, like I've really buckled down because I've made the decision to continue my athletic career in college for track. So I've been buckling down and it's like at this point I've put in all the work I can, and during the weeks through practice, if I'm still throwing and doing my weight training, when it comes to that state meet, what's going to happen is going to happen. And I'm just going to kind of put it into the hands of God and just pray and hope there's a repeat. But I'm definitely not expecting it, and I'm can't wait to see the competition at the state meet.
Well, it sounds like you have a good perspective. You know, if you win, it's icing on the cake. If you don't, you tried your best and you gave it everything you had. And I think that that's a really good point of view for athletes who are listening.
Yeah, it's definitely something that I went through a rough patch sophomore year, with some like I don't know what was running through my head at the state meet. I just really wasn't focused. So junior year I was a little bit more, so I was like senior year I got to buckle down and just focus on track, kind of just make sure that track and school were my top priorities throughout Monday through Sunday. So
Well, you've spoken about the state meet, but do you have any other big goals for this last season that you haven't mentioned yet, or things you're hoping to achieve beyond 2024?
Definitely, like, yes, going to the state meet is definitely on the list of achievements that I want to accomplish this season. But to get there, I also want to hit mid-40s in the shot or plus. Mid-40s or plus would be a great position going into my freshman year of college. And then for disc, I would like to break the 140 mark while preparing all for the state meet. And then for after the senior season, obviously, I'm going to track, like college for track and whatnot. And I definitely would like to make an appearance at nationals, if not one time, but more.
Well, that's the perfect segue into my next question, which is, what do you think will be the biggest adjustment moving from high school throwing to college throwing? I know the weight is different of the implements. There's also a couple events that most Michigan high schools don't have, such as hammer throw, javelin. Have you ever thought of trying the javelin?
I have not thought about trying the javelin. I'm not opposed to it, but I'm definitely excited to try the hammer and the weight throw. The weight throw is just hammer, but inside and not as long as of a stick. But then with the weight implement change, us girls, we are actually very thankful enough where our weights do not change. Our weights stay at 4K and 1K, and then for hammer, it's also a 4K where the men will jump from 12 to 16 pounds, a 1.6K disc to a 2K disc, and then I'm pretty sure it's 16 pounds on the end of the hammer as well.
I told you she was an expert, folks. She knows more than I do. All right. Well, I love to talk to athletes and find out what they're like outside of the track and field. So, what are your hobbies, your interests outside of track and school? And what do you like to do in your spare time when you are not competing or studying?
So, I will definitely have to say athletics, no matter what, is kind of just a part of my life. 'Cause my other main hobby, other than going into this summer, has been volleyball. I, over the summer with practicing for track, I'd also be preparing for the next upcoming volleyball season. But I also really enjoy like roller coasters. Like, I'm really excited for Cedar Point to open back up and ride the top thrill too for the first time. And I really just like kind of hanging around with my family and just having family game night or going to watch my yesterday I went and watched my brother play lacrosse. Just kind of, again, athletics is just the biggest part, I think, of not only my life, but my whole family's life.
So it's not just for competition, you also enjoy it as a hobby.
Oh yeah, for sure. I love watching. Like, I hated playing basketball, but I will say that's probably one of my most favorite sports to watch.
Agreed. I enjoy watching basketball as well. Well, we have one last question to wrap up our conversation. Janae, if you could meet any collegiate or professional athlete anywhere in the world, who would it be?
Well, I will say, like, one of my biggest dreams was to always meet Ally Bassanelli, but I ended up being able to be coached by her, thankfully, for volleyball. So I guess I can check that one off my bucket list. But other than her, I would have to say Chase Jackson, which she is a national champion for the Team USA and so much more. Like, I think is six times. And Ryan Krauser, because he has the world record for the men's, and he seems like a pretty cool dude to hang out with.
He is really fun to follow on social media. I really like what he posts, and he seems like a pretty just down to earth, fun kind of guy.
Yeah, so I would love to meet him one day. That was definitely probably on the top of my bucket list.
That's a good choice. I agree. All right, Janae, it has been fantastic to talk to you. I am so proud of everything you've accomplished, but I don't think that you're done quite yet. And I look forward to seeing what comes next. It should be an amazing season. So thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk with me.
Well, thank you for having me. It was fun.
Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to today's Blue Water Running Podcast. I can't wait to feature more cross-country and track and field athletes from the Blue Water area, so stay tuned because it might just be you. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please share and subscribe. If you have an idea for a great topic or guest that you'd like to hear about, feel free to contact us through the website links or show notes. You can follow Blue Water Running on Instagram, X, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube. You can also find meet and athlete reports and articles at www.bluewaterrunning.org. Until next time, I'll leave you with this quote by Lou Holtz. Ability is what you are capable of doing. Motivation determines what you do. Attitude determines how well you do it.